What's up, loves? Welcome to Self Care in Real Life, a podcast where I am completely addicted to giving you the tools that you need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author, OG influencer, and DJ, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and follow us. If you've enjoyed the podcast so far, consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts to unlock our bestie subscriber-only audio experience. You'll get exclusive audio, interviews, ad-free episodes, and monthly guided meditations. So let's get right into today's episode, shall we? So I got another DM this morning, and since I had like no clue of what you and I were going to talk about today, I figured why not? So hopefully I'm not butchering her name, but Mahima writes, "Ty, I absolutely love your podcast. It has helped me jumpstart my self-improvement journey. I struggle leaving work at work. I bring it home. I overthink it, and it brings me so much stress in the place I should be relaxing. Do you have any podcasts on work-life balance or any advice? Thank you so much in advance. I know that you are busy, so I appreciate any time that you give to this message." So first of all, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. It still really trips me out that y'all are even here, because if you've been here since the beginning, then you know that I struggle immensely from my own imposter syndrome. So I am just going to just say thank you over and over again for validating me with the kind messages and requests like this that get me to deliver the podcast episodes that you actually want to listen to. Second, do me a favor, a quick one, and put this episode on pause, but don't forget to come back to it. Go listen to episode 11 on how to set clear MFing boundaries. It's a really old episode. It's from season one, but it has some really good tried and true gems. I promise you, you are going to love it, and it's going to be really helpful. But I know the idea of actually achieving work-life balance, you know, can seem like a daunting task. So in this episode, you and I are going to discuss 10 or so ways, I'm going to try to keep it down to 10, ways that you can achieve a very realistic and tangible work-life balance that you can actually sustain and believe in and do. And it's not just something that you desire or, you know, I don't know, what's better than desire? Desire? My number one way, like the most realistic thing that you can do today to create a work-life balance, is to create effective boundaries. What I need you to understand is that finding a balance between your work life and your personal life literally starts with creating boundaries. It's about making sure you have time for yourself, your family, and your hobbies, all while still being productive at work. We far too often let work spill over into our personal time, and that recipe is nasty. It don't got no seasoning on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gross. We don't want it. We don't like it no more. You have to set effective boundaries for not only yourself, but also for your employer. Same applies if you are actually the employer. It's really easy to get caught up in work and forget about everything else, but it is so important to have an actual cut-off time so that you can spend time with your family, your friends, or just make time for yourself. So decide when you're going to stop working and stick to that. Make sure your boss knows. Make sure your coworkers understand your availability. And don't be afraid to say no when you're asked to do something that is outside of your agreed upon hours. Your time is valuable. Let me say that again, just in case you didn't hear me. Your time is valuable. That means no answering emails at 2 a.m. in the morning. You're not taking work calls during family time. That means turning down that extra project or that night out with your coworkers because you got to go home and recharge your life batteries. That means setting limits on how much time and how much energy you dedicate to your work. That means when you're off the clock, resist the urge to check your work emails or to take those work calls. This means saying no when you need to and being clear about what you can and cannot do. It is no secret that I am a big believer of having a meditation practice. It can benefit so many areas of your life depending on what type of meditation you focus on. I recently discovered the Women's Meditation Network, which is a podcast network that includes 11 different podcasts, all catered to women. The network includes meditation for sleep, anxiety, mindfulness, and so much more. But my favorite podcast is Morning Meditation for Women. The podcasts are so sweet and short. I tend to wake up and play an episode while I slowly get ready to get out of the bed. It helps me feel ready for the day. This morning, I listened to the Call In More Joy episode because we all know I'm all about finding joy. The host's calming voice was the perfect thing to start my day with, and allowing myself those 10 minutes of morning meditation truly did help me start my day with joy. So go follow Morning Meditation for Women now, wherever you listen to your podcast, and start listening for free today. Just search Morning Meditation for Women on your favorite podcast app and follow, or visit womensmeditationnetwork.com. Next, you are going to need to prioritize your time and schedule your life literally away, minute by minute, second by second. Schedule your life. It is very true. We all have the same exact 24 hours that Beyonce has. But here's what the Beyoncés of the world do that you don't. Prioritize your time and your life. You got to figure out exactly what's important to you. Then you got to make time for it. Then you got to schedule it. And when I say schedule it, I mean, if it's not on the calendar, it don't get done, honey. Okay? So whether it's work, family, friends, or just some self-care, schedule it in. And let me tell you something, ain't nothing worse than feeling like you're always playing catch up. Your schedule will help you stay organized and on track. So don't just schedule your work tasks. Just like you schedule your work meetings and your appointments, schedule time for yourself to do the things that you love with the people that you love. The easiest way to start doing this is to set aside time each week to plan out your schedule and prioritize your tasks. I like to do this on Sunday afternoons while the food's in the oven if I'm cooking. But either way, Sunday afternoons is when I'm sitting down and scheduling out all the things that I plan to do during the week. Make a schedule that includes work, personal time, and self-care, and stick to it as much as possible. But don't be afraid to make any adjustments as you go along when you need to. Y'all, I want you to unplug. Seriously. I want you to unplug from life just for a few moments. You got to stand up. You got to stretch. You got to take your breaks. We are not machines, y'all. It's so important for you to step away from your work every once in a while, whether it's going for a walk, grabbing some fresh air, or just taking a few minutes to meditate. Even just a few minutes can help you feel more refreshed and focused. I love my Apple Watch just for that reason. That little stand up, take a break is so helpful. You don't realize that you have been sitting in front of your computer for 3 hours and you have not moved. You have not taken a break. You know, while you have checked off 8 things on your to-do list, maybe even 3, depending on how big the task was, you gotta take the break. Also, put your damn phone down. Girl, put it down. Technology is great, but it can be so distracting. Set some boundaries with your phone and your computer. Turn your notifications off. Shut down the laptop and just disconnect from the digital world. This disconnect will also give your brain a much needed break. You don't realize how active your brain is when you're scrolling. Like, your brain is actively consuming and dissecting that information that you just think is mindless, but your mind is never off. In addition to all of those things, use up your vacation time for actual vacations, not when you're sick. Actually, take a vacation. Ain't no point in having no vacation days if you don't use them to do something fun or relaxing. You absolutely deserve the vacation. Go to Bali. Go to Greece. I don't know. Go to Australia. Go wherever. Take the break. You cannot pour from an empty cup. So take the time to recharge and relax, whether it's a long bath, a Netflix binge, a quick nap, even if it's a nap, am I saying that right? I know how to say nap, girl. Even if it's a nap for 20 minutes, make sure you're just taking care of yourself. Take the vacation, unplug, get away. Life does not need you 24 hours of the day. It is okay to escape. Can I pause for a moment? It is a shame that my whole entire life is dictated to TikTok as I talk about unplugging. But one of my gems is Speak Up. So all I can hear is Speak Up. Dum, 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 speak Up. Listen, I'm gonna put the TikTok link in my description bio, because now I feel like a donkey and you're not gonna understand which one I'm talking about. Anyway, next tip, please speak up. If you are overwhelmed, phone a friend to vent, okay? Lean on your people. If you need more help at home, tell your spouse or your roommates. If you cannot take on nary another project at work, let your team know. Tell your boss. You have to be open with people and communicate how you're feeling and what's going on. This is the only way you'll be able to work together to find a solution. It's important to be open and honest about your needs. One, because they're yours. Two, because ain't nobody gonna know unless you say something. Three, because they're yours, okay? Doing this will also help ensure that everyone is on the same page and can support you in achieving a healthy work-life balance, which is our goal. Speaking of support, do you have a support system? Like, do you have a support system in place? Do you know who you would call when you need somebody? Like, honestly, like, really, do you have a support system? If you answered yes, go ahead and give yourself a high five. If you answered no, still give yourself a high five, because we're giving ourselves grace, right? But also for knowing that you have work to do. But let's start to curate that highly effective and emotionally aware support system today. If you need help on finding your circle, you can double back to our last episode, number 66, How to Build Your Friendship Circle from Scratch. But know that work-life balance also means that you are surrounding yourself with people who uplift you and understand you and support your work-life balance goals. So whether it's friends, family, a therapist, your support system will make a world of difference. Having people that you can actually lean on and talk to, it'll also make you feel less alone. The perfect you does not exist. I don't know what number we're on, but this should have been number one. The perfect you does not exist. I hate to break it to you, but the perfect you does not exist. No matter how hard you try, you will never, you will never be perfect. So learn to be okay with saying that was good enough. Perfect is a killer, y'all. It's a complete killer. And of course, there are going to be times where you can discern whether or not you need to do better or be better or do more or be more, but don't obsess over the better or the more. Sometimes you got to just let go and accept that some things are good enough. So don't stress yourself out about trying to make every single thing perfect. Also, if it makes you feel any better, that one, that was for me. I probably record this podcast at least 5 or 6 times before I actually press publish because I want all my dictation to be perfect. I want you to understand me. Y'all know I stutter every now and then. My words don't come out right. I can't say S's. Like, so many things happen and go into this podcast. Everything has to be perfect. Girl, it doesn't exist. The perfect podcast doesn't exist. The perfect you doesn't exist. The perfect work-life balance does not exist. Anyhow, now that I'm done roasting myself, do something just for fun and get good at doing it. I think they call this a hobby. Yeah, that's a hobby. They call it a hobby. If you have one of those high demanding jobs, it's going to be crucial for you to find a hobby, something that has absolutely nothing to do with your day job. And it's something that just doesn't need to be monetized in any way. You have to have something that you enjoy doing outside of your job, whether it's painting, dancing, playing video games. Find something that brings you joy and then make time for it. What did I say? Schedule it. I also don't know how to count, so I don't know if this is 10 or 8 or 5. These are just good gems, so take it how you may. I really struggle with letting go of my day. It is never good enough, right? It's me never believing that what I've done for the day is good enough. It's me believing I can contribute just one more thing to my day. I can fit just one more thing in, even though it's now 3 a.m. What it really means is I don't get enough sleep. I just don't. I know we all want to stay up late and cross off every single item off of our to-do list and maybe even binge, you know, our favorite podcast shows or, you know, our favorite TV shows. But sleep is important for our physical and our mental health. Aim for at least 7 hours of sleep each night. I promise you, when I do actually go to sleep, it makes my day even more productive. On top of resting, you gotta move. Exercise is literally the balance that you're looking for. It can also give you more energy throughout your day. Find a workout routine that works for you and then stick with it. Also, schedule it. Okay, so pause. Let me ask you a question. How often did you rewind this episode because you completely missed what I said because your mind, you know, wandered somewhere else? You have got to learn to be present with the task at hand. When you're at work, be present. When you're with your family or with your friends, be present. Whatever you are doing this very moment, be present. If you're having trouble being present, practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to meditate or reflect. It'll help you stay present and focused and reduce stress and anxiety. If you need somewhere to start, you can listen to my guided meditations on episodes 70 and 72. And if you love that kind of stuff, I mean, duh, you're here. Consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts and becoming one of my besties to get my monthly meditations. So this one is really from my work from home babes, my self-employed empire building queens. Don't deny your work rhythm. Sure, there are a gang of books that say you got to get up at 5 a.m. to start the day, but we all aren't wired that way. So find whatever rhythm works for you, whether you're a morning person or a night owl, figure out when you can be most productive. And that means trying things. Like, that means, okay, so this week, every day this week, I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. and I'm going to see how long I can work. Do I need to take a break in the middle? Like, maybe it's you working from 5 to 11, taking a nap and then coming back to it, eating your lunch and then coming back to it at 1. Or maybe it's you starting at 11. Like, maybe you go to the gym in the morning from 6 to whatever. Whatever it is, do not deny your work rhythm. Also, figure it out. My last gem is also for me. Hopefully you can relate as well, but it is delegate and outsource. A lot of us struggle with this work-life balance because we are trying to do everything by ourselves. We are the end-all be-all, but you cannot be everything for everybody all at once. You are not that movie. It is important for you to remember that you cannot do everything. You have to ask for help. You're not going to be able to do it all. Anyways, that was a lot of gems. I feel like that was way more than 10. I think I said 10, but we got them in. But these are some really realistic ways to achieve a tangible work-life balance that you can sustain. At the end of the day, creating your work-life balance is all about making time for what matters to you. So prioritize the things that are most important to you and make sure that you're dedicating enough time and energy to each of them. So take a deep breath, prioritize your needs, and let's achieve the balance together. Thank you for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for leaning into these really hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are faithfully listening and supporting our podcast each and every week. If you have enjoyed and loved this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or just wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts to unlock our Bestie subscriber-only audio experience. You'll get exclusive audio, interviews, ad-free episodes, monthly guided meditations, early access, and more. And don't forget to share this episode on social via IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversation going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at SelfCareIRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, toodles.